Our next guest is going to make his coaching debut in 2016. He's a defensive coach for the Adelaide Football Club. His name is James Podsiadly, and he joins us now. Pods, how are you?
Good, thanks, Bix. How are you going, Rolly?
J-Pod.
Were you happy with what you got out of the NAB Challenge, the three rounds?
Yeah, I think we are. I think there's, like any club in the competition right now, is still areas of improvement. But I think, you know, with the way we've got a really good healthy list, which is a big tick to our medical staff and our fitness staff. But from a game plan rollout point of view, I think we've seen enough improvement and enough change that we're pretty happy. But as I said earlier, that there's still a lot of areas we need to improve on.
Look, in terms of yourself, the transition from coaching to playing, you've spent a fair bit of time now with your back 12 or 13 that you're going to work with. Have you been happy with that transition?
Oh, look, I think no doubt, mate. I think, as you know, Bix, going from playing to coaching pretty quickly, it's quite daunting because you don't know how you're going to be sort of received, I suppose. But the guys I'm working with have had a heap of respect for my role and have been really accommodating. So, mate, I can't thank them enough for what we've sort of done together during pre-season now. But they've made my transition a lot easier.
Haven't spoken to a coach since NAB 3, the Gold Coast one. I know it was slippery conditions there because of the humidity. What did you take out of that game?
Well, yeah, obviously that we fumbled the ball a little bit, which is never nice. We pride ourselves on our contested ball and our ground balls, but yeah, it was a bit slippery and a bit dewy. But I think we're just reviewing the game in the next room as we speak. But a lot of positive from a team D perspective. I think there's some good signs. Obviously, they got through us a little bit, and we pressured them and kicked a few behind. But yeah. Our ball use was. Can obviously improve as well, but I think overall, I mean, we sort of delve into the stats a fair bit, and a lot of stats that most coaches look at we lost, but the scoreboard at the end of the day was a really positive sign. I thought our guys got it done when we needed to.
60 plus inside 50s is not ideal.
Nah, not at all. I think you know, credit to some of the pressure that was around the ball, but I thought our backs actually held up most of the game. Through that period where they just got multiple entries, but it's something we've got to improve on.
Oh, look, I guess the other one that stood out, and not particularly in your area, but the centre clearances, which last year you were the number two team in the competition, got absolutely smacked 19-10 against. And remembering they had probably three or four of their first choice midfielders out, I'm sure you want to rectify that before round one.
No, yeah, absolutely, Bix. I think you know, AFL these days, if you can get the game played in your half, it goes a long way to winning a game. I think on the weekend, centre bounce didn't allow us to do that. So it's an area that we'll try and improve in the next 2 weeks against North Melbourne. But like you said, it is a strength of ours, so we're not too concerned. We know we can come back to that.
That short kicking game was seen playing on at all costs in the back half, certainly for the first two games, then multiple link-up handball. Because it was wet and slippery, and the opposition did get at you. Is that going to hold up under those sort of conditions? Does that need to be tweaked? Is what we saw on the weekend what we're going to see round one?
I think what you saw on the weekend is probably take what the opposition give you, and I think that's why we're coaching our players. I think the obviously pressure was really good around the contest and you know, in around the ball, but I think we potentially maybe overhandballed a little bit, but. Yeah. At the same time, I thought our handball actually got us out of trouble a lot. So it's a bit of a balancing act, to be honest, in that part of the ground.
Excellent. Brad Crouch did pretty well in the SANFL, 40 touches. Is that enough to get him in round one?
Well, yeah, obviously his attitude to go back there and you know, play the team role and actually, you know, rack up some stats and do all that was fantastic. So I think we have match committee next week for round one, but he's put his hand up, obviously, which is fantastic.
And how difficult will that be? Because I thought Jared Lyons was really solid, hit the scoreboard. Ellis Yeoman, who, whilst he's a little bit sloppy with his disposal, still continues to find it. So that's going to be a big discussion about, you know, maybe who gets that last one or two spots.
Yeah, mate, look, Bix, you know better than anyone that good sides have multiple guys competing for spots, and we're very fortunate at the moment that we have that. And, you know, some of those guys you mentioned are in good form. So that's a good sign from us, and we're really pleased that there's going to be a tough discussion to be had in match committee.
Well, James, I think the round one game against North Melbourne, it's going to be slightly more difficult than what you approached last year, which you had a fantastic win. But good luck with that. Good luck for the next couple of weeks in terms of training, and we'll no doubt touch base around game time.
Thanks a lot.
J-Pod there, doing a great job.
He was almost a playing coach in his last couple of years.
He's got enormous
experience. He works really well with the young players. He did with the young key position forwards and defenders. So quite easy to slip into that coaching role. James Podsiadly there, our special guest.